There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
On the good ship, good day with Lieutenant Captain. Oh no, there's no such thing as a Lieutenant Captain. Is there, Jennifer?
Let's make me one though. You want me?
Hey, I'd Lieutenant, like to be is a
Lieutenant Captain.
Lieutenant Colonel. Is there a Lieutenant General? I think there is.
Lieutenant General. Yes.
Lieutenant General Jennifer Horn, standing by for duty.
I'm the Jen. Jen.
Yes, you are the Jen. She's a gem. Yes. The United States Citizenship and Immigration Service, USCIS. Sounds important, right? United States Citizen. What happened to the Immigration Department? Now we have a new name for it? Or is this a subset of this group? President says that the, let's see, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, called the DACA program. The government has names. They must have this one person that sits in an office someplace that dreams up these euphemisms for departments, for programs, for bills that get submitted. There's got to be the one person who's in charge of using the alphabet. It's the alphabet person. I wonder how much that person makes every year. 500,000, right? You think?
Has to be. I think so.
All right, anyway. So the president says that almost 600,000 individuals have benefited from his program to try to keep children here who were not born here but came here as young children, if I understand this correctly. Do you understand this to be the case, Jennifer?
That's what's happening, yes. It's protection for people that came here as children, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree with this, by the way?
No.
This move?
Well, here's the thing. I actually don't even like to speak about immigration because I think every answer that people put out there doesn't make any sense and is not actually realistic. So,
what are you talking about? The politicians, bureaucrats?
Government. Any ideas about how to deal with the immigration issue is never based in reality. I mean, look, would it be great to send everybody that's not supposed to be here back to where they belong?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Never, ever, let me say it again, never, ever, ever going to happen. That's why I've always been a supporter of a flat tax system or a sales tax system, because then the people that are here end up paying their fair share. Because the problem is not them coming here. The problem is that they come here, they don't pay their fair share, and then they break the system because they're using the services that the government sets forth, and there's nothing there to pay for it. So you start having them pay into the system, there's not a problem. Plus, it's not as attractive for people to come here. They're not getting a complete free ride. So, yes, in theory, do I want these people to go back? Yeah, but it's never going to happen. So I would say any of this talk is really not realistic to me.
Well,
not to blow your conversation.
No. I asked you that because I know you have strong feelings about it, and I think it's illegal. But I also think that there has to be something in between this and the reality of people coming here sliding in. Just because they're children when they came here doesn't mean that it's right. We have this, I can remember. Remember when, when Mrs. Clinton said, I remember there was during the Clinton years in the White House, there was a proposal to cut the funding at PBS. We weren't going to put any more government money into public broadcasting. And she said, she was in tears. Oh, no, Barney! What's going to happen to Barney? No, you can't
that
do
that. So what these people do,
come on.
The narrative is that
But you know what she said?
Something being held for ransom.
Right. It's because the kids. It's for the children. How do you argue with that?
Kill the purple dinosaur.
Oh, my God, no.
The kids
cry. What will the children think? If there's no more Barney,
children are going to say thank you because Barney annoys them too. Barney's just annoying.
Anyway, so but that brings around the lunacy of this. On the face, it seems nice. It's a good thing. I guess,
the reason it's so bad when you talk about the children, I'm sorry to interrupt, but when you have...
No, you're not.
You're right. When you have this amnesty program for kids.
Oh, yeah.
look, you're setting precedents to set up this child slavery ring almost. I mean, do you know what? I mean, these kids are being rounded up and sent over here in groups without their parents. Hmm. It's not a great thing for them. Yeah, maybe they're in a better environment here, but what happens to them once they get here? It just doesn't make sense on so many different levels.
All right, Wayne's going to straighten this out. He's in Kingman, Arizona. Hi, Wayne. Right. Welcome to Good Day. Straighten this out.
Hi, man.
Let's have it.
Hey, yeah, what the problem is, Jen, is you're looking at it the wrong way.
Okay.
They say, well, we got 11 million people here. We can't deport 11 million people. But they came here one at a time looking for work, mm-hmm. and that's why they came here. What you do is you change your focus. You start jailing and severely fining the CEOs and the employers of businesses like Tyson Foods that hire a lot of illegals. If a CEO has to spend 18 months in jail and gets fined $50,000 for every illegal that he's got working for him, he won't hire them. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have a job, they'll do exactly what they did before, except for they'll change direction. They walked to get up here facing north. Mm-hmm. They'll turn south and walk to go back home.
It won't cost them $3,000 to do it.
It won't cost them a dime. They'll self-deport just because most of them, they got families down there. You know, I love Mexican people. I grew up working in fields.
Some of my best friends are Mexicans.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I want the ones here that we know are here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the deal of it is you're arresting the wrong person. Mm-hmm. Arrest the line foreman. Arrest the CEO. Arrest the guy who owns the landscaping business. Give him 18 months in jail.
Don't you think that increases government? Wait, I'm going to guess that you probably don't like a lot of government in your life. Maybe I'm wrong. But doesn't that increase the role of the government looking after these corporations and actually put a damper on small business? Because, I mean, and again, you might be able to crack down on Tyson Chicken, but are you going to be able to, Joe's Farm down the street who might hire a lot of workers?
The problem with illegals coming across is, like I said, I like the Mexican people. I speak some Spanish, some bad Spanish. Here's the deal. You know, they get forced to do a lot of stuff. Like, I live in Arizona. You'll see them carrying homemade backpacks with rope full of marijuana and drugs and stuff. That's not because they're drug dealers. It's just because the guy points, say, hey, look, you're going to the United States, put this thing on, start walking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you go to the Oregon Pipe National Monument down there, it's littered with crap. I mean, it's just garbage everywhere. The environmentalists don't say a word about it. There's 5 million.
I have a feeling if we let Wayne go, we can spend the whole hour with him listening. Is that, Wayne, you have lots to say about lots of things, right?
Well, I don't want to monopolize you. I just want to let you know
you're going for the wrong guy.
All right, we got it. Wayne, we got it. 888-302-3684. Arrest. Hey, there's some merit to that. But the whole thing is so convoluted because we've let it get to this point. And you know what really, under the circumstances, what isn't being discussed is something that we brought out in the last hour. The unemployment figure is not 5%, it's 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons that there are so many people looking for work, well, there are two reasons. A, we make it so easy for you not to work for a period of time until all your benefits run out. And then we allow these people to come up here and do jobs that Americans should be doing. Whether you like the job or not, you know what? Your preference is probably to eat and live versus not eat and die. And that's really what the choice is. You want to live here and you want to be able to exist here, so you get a job and you pay your own way. And you need two jobs? Good. The unemployment rate, if all of this stuff was cut out, if we didn't have all these illegals wandering around. I was sort of chuckling when he said the landscape guy ought to go to jail. The landscaping business as we know it today would go out of business. There isn't an English-speaking guy mowing a lawn anywhere in this country.
Very difficult to find.
You can't find him.
But that's the thing, is how do you go after those people? I mean, you're asking the government to get way big at that point. It's easy to go out. Big corporations that might hire people, but I'd argue that the big corporations already aren't hiring them. I mean, I know as someone who runs the business and the business side of hiring people, I have to get an I-9 form from everybody that comes in to my office before I can hire them.
Really?
And I do, and you have to. And so
an eye for an eye?
Yes. Nine. But I'd imagine that the people at 7 who have a better HR person than this one over here, like the worst HR lady ever.
They have better political connections than you do.
Well, they might, yeah, but I doubt that they have, you know, as much illegal issues as some of the smaller guys or these, like you said, these lawn services. And is the government going to find every guy who's cutting lawns in every city in every state in America? It's going to be tough.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jen at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter. Oh, what a wonderful. I'm getting on a plane to go to Atlanta in a couple of hours, and it's snowing here. Something new and different.
Hey.
It's snowing. I haven't seen snow
for
2 days.
For
it's coming out of the sky. And I see it all over the ground piled up. I'm looking out the window at the barn. And the snow from where we've had to pile it up with a loader is above the roof. We have the big barn, and then there's a room off the front of it that's maybe 20 feet off the ground. And the pile of snow goes almost to the roof of that side of the building. Amazing. Oof. All right, let's talk about you and your body and your strength and well-being. Heart Factors Plus. You like the way I say that, Jennifer? Heart Factors Plus. The reason it's called that is because it works on your heart to get blood into your heart. It also, because of the nature of the nitric oxide levels that it produces, opens up your veins and arteries and gets blood into your muscles and into your brain and the important areas. Your entire adrenal system gets extra blood. Your liver, your spleen, your kidneys, everything gets more blood, and therefore your body is healthier. Heart Factors Plus works. You will not find anything to make you feel better than Heart Factors Plus. Benefits are just amazing. So if you would like to take advantage of this opportunity to get your heart functioning well, your blood pressure where it's supposed to be, call 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560. 800-577-8560. Right now, get a free bottle when you mention Doug Stephan. So you'll pay for 3 months, get 4 months, and you'll get a bottle of the brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula that they have come up with. Heart Factors Plus plus CoQ10. What a great combination. You get it all at 800-577-8560. Again, for Heart Factors Plus and all the benefits attached there too, call 800-577-8560. I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked of oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down by drive!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he can win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ live sound and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Gonna be in my pajamas.
Can't wait for that.
Wonder time. You like this song?
I do.
Yeah, this is a fun song.
Maybe Canadian alt rock group. The song is called Steal My Sunshine. What's the name of the group?
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week.
I guarantee you Bob did not find this song.
I love it. I hope he did.
You know what's cool about this song? It's got that very 1980s Jesus Jones
very
sound
much
to
so.
It. But it's 90s, right? It's
1999. During this week in 1999, this song was number one. Only time this group... mostly one voice, but you understand. They're brothers, actually. Mark Costanzo on vocals and Sharon, huh? Siblings, not brothers. Right. Sharon Costanzo. There she is.
That's the hook.
All right. 888-302-3684. Tell us who is singing this song as a one-hit wonder. And you will be eligible for our drawing tomorrow, right? Is today Thursday? Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Yeah. Thursday.
All right. I just found out Richie and I are going to be together in Atlanta tomorrow morning. So we'll, I don't know, you've got this figured out how we're going to do this with you, right?
So tune in tomorrow for the Jennifer Horn Show.
Absolutely, we've got it all figured out.
All right. 4 days and three nights, luxury accommodations, thanks to the folks at the Beaches Resorts. You'll be qualified for the drawing tomorrow. You can go to the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica. If you know who it is that's singing this song, crank it up, Carol, or Richie, whoever is there. Let me tell you a little bit about this duo. The band took their orders from the Costanzos. But let's see here. There were a lot of different musicians. They just took studio people and put them into whatever role they I needed them. Mark Costanzo wrote Steal My Sunshine, which is the song you're listening to. It uses a backdrop almost a little like the Andrea True Connections, More, More, More. Can you hear that in here?
How do you like it?
How do you like it? Yeah, right. The song was recorded on a semi-pro reel-to-reel tape machine, Richie.
Really? 1999?
Yeah, master tape was misplaced under a bed and almost didn't make it to the producer's box so they could get into the album. When it was released in 1999, the song was a sleeper at best. Took over 4 months for it to start climbing up the pop music charts and get to where it needed to be in order to be qualified as a one-hit wonder. Mark and Sharon didn't agree on a lot of things. They went for months without speaking to each other, never able to repeat their success with Steal My Sunshine. They continued to record, though, for a few more years. All right, so what's the name here? Who are we dealing with? 888-302-3684. Jay is in Maria, Kentucky. What's that near, Jay?
It's a little south of Lexington.
Ah, okay, a good spot to be in. How's the weather there today?
A little chilly, not too bad, though.
What are you, let's define, please, for the purposes of understanding. When you say it's a little chilly, what
chilly
does that
relative
mean? Yes. What does
I think
it mean?
We're in the 20s.
In the chilly. Yeah, that's chilly.
Yeah,
chilly
for me is 50.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Good for you, Jay.
That's why I.
Yeah, right. All right, so Jay, who is this?
I believe it's Lynn.
Lynn.
I don't know why. Lynn.
Yeah. Why do you remember that?
I don't know why I remember that.
So close.
Because you heard it 50,000 times in the course of 1999. Right. And ingrained in your ears.
All right, so he qualifies, Richie. Jay, you qualify for the drawing tomorrow. Good luck.
Good luck.
28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How would you feel if one day you came home and someone suddenly appeared in your house and decided they weren't leaving? This new person is sleeping there, either in your bed or a nice new one of his own, started eating your food or a different kind of food that even smelled better than the food that you're fed. What if other members of your family started making a big fuss over this newcomer and ignored you? You feel pretty bad, won't you? In fact, there's a good possibility you'd start resenting the newcomer. Well, that's often how an existing pet feels when a new pet suddenly appears on the scene. That's why it's so important that pet guardians like you use a little first pet psychology. It's important to make the pet that's there originally feel that the best thing that ever happened was the arrival of the new pet. Everyone's going to want to come in and ooh and ah over the new pet, make them stop, and spend plenty of time, plenty of attention with the old pet. Give them opportunity to work out any problems on neutral territory, and I promise you'll come home one day and they will be sleeping whisker to whisker. I'll more next time.
Have you taken your family history search across the pond? There are millions of stories, and they're yours to discover this weekend. Explore your British heritage free at tryancestry.com. Ancestry is offering free access to their entire UK collection with unlimited searching. But for this weekend only, visit tryancestry.com February 6th through the 8th and explore over 1 billion records to discover the story of your family before they came to the New World. With free access, you can go back generations and find records from the 1500s and even the Industrial Revolution. See how far back you can go. Search the entire UK collection at TryAncestry for free, but only for this weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com this February 6th through the 8th and get unlimited hours to explore your British heritage. Don't wait. Free access is only for a limited time when you visit TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com. That's T-R-Y Ancestry.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Of America is the home for This Good Day.
On this good day.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm here with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn overviewing the snowflakes and things that are going on here, there, and everywhere. Not much news lately from Colombia because it seems, or it seemed, past tense, that the drug lords and the drug problem had been sort of taken care of. At least that's what we seem to have been led to believe. Richie's married to a Colombian. Goes down there a couple times a year. So he has some credibility when it comes to discussing things like the gangs in Colombia. Apparently there is now a military offensive that's been launched against all these gangs, these militias. And the number of murders and kidnappings have gone way down, but apparently there are a lot of people being extorted, a lot of shakedowns, because the gangs, when they are identified, the people who know who they are apparently getting, they're being captured and held for ransom, in a manner of speaking. What do you know about that? With Dateline Washington, here's our reporter.
Very nice.
That's the oldest trick in the book down there. We have somebody, and if you have any money, if you have anything, you are in danger of being killed and or abducted. Now, when I first started going to Colombia in 98, I guess it was a little freaky then. Being a almost 6 foot gringo walking down the street, you didn't want to stand out in the crowd.
Almost 6 foot gringo.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when Uribe, the president, was in there for two terms, he drove these people into the jungles. He took no starch from anybody. They tried to blow him up on the day that he was sworn in as president, and ever since that, he just drove them into the jungles. Now they have a president called Santos, and he took over after Uribe, and he is not near as tough.
Yeah.
So in the past 4 or 5 years, they've been coming out of the jungles and doing some of this stuff more often, the FARC and the paramilitary. And so you've been seeing a whole lot more of this. I mean, to the point where my wife's hometown, for like 2 or 3 weeks, one of these, you know, gangs, the FARC, had control of their town, and they had to bring the military in to drive them out.
Really?
My wife's cousin, who is a plastic surgeon, came home one day to find his daughter bound and gagged in their closet, and their house had been robbed.
Oof.
So, you know, there's certainly danger in there. It's not like it used to be.
So would you advise people if they wanted to take a trip? Is this a good vacation spot? Tourist?
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's just like anything. When Washington, D.C. used to be the murder capital of the world, we used to get phone calls all the time. Are you okay? Are you okay? Well, yeah, as long as you don't go to Southeast, you're fine.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, if I were running as President Santos, my line would be, I believe in Santos.
Good for you. Jennifer's been waiting 4 minutes.
I was hoping that you would just shut up for a second so I could give you that gem. It just came into my brain.
All right, let's keep moving around
the
world. Clint Eastwood and his movies.
He's the new president of Jordan, I heard.
No, but the Jordanian king likes him and talked about his films as a model for taking care of ISIS. Jordan's King Abdullah, making a reference to Eastwood, movie Unforgiven, one of them, sniper movie that's out now. Mm-hmm. He was testifying before the House Armed Services Committee. Why? Who knows? But participants there, according to news reports, said that during the meeting, the king was obviously incensed by what happened to that Jordanian pilot.
As he should be.
As everybody ought to be.
Yep.
So the head of Jordan said, quote, there's going to be retribution. ISIS has never seen this, what's coming to them. So he apparently said he would deal with ISIS in the way Clint Eastwood's character dealt with Gene Hackman's character in The Unforgiven. At one point, Eastwood's character says, quote, any man I see out there, I'm going to kill him. Anybody who takes a shot at me,
do it right.
I'm not only going to kill him, I'm going to kill his wife and all his friends and burn his damn house down.
Any man I see out there, I'm going to kill him. Any SOB takes a shot at me, I'm not only going to kill him, I'm going to kill his family and his wife and all of his friends, burn his damn house down.
Very good, Rich. I'm actually impressed.
I bet you were wondering whether this is a six-shooter. What does he say at the end of that?
Yeah, you must be wondering.
How many rounds I fired or something?
Right. How many shots I fired.
Yeah.
Did I shoot six? Did I shoot five? Well, beans, this is the most powerful gun in the world. You gotta ask yourself one question.
What's that?
Do you feel lucky?
Punk.
It can blow your head. Yeah, being the most powerful handgun can blow your head clean.
All right.
I'm impressed. That was really... Let's just give Ridge a moment. That was good.
Give him a moment. Let's have a round of applause for Ridgey.
That's good.
All right, let's talk about snow, shall we?
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
What?
Your favorite Clint Eastwood line of all time?
Yeah.
Dying ain't much of a living boy.
Mm-hmm. No, it's... There's truth to that. Yes, there is. Snowflakes coming down here on the farm again. School being called off again all over the Northeast. A lot of people are wondering how the process works to shut down the schools. You wonder that, Richie? Excuse me. Is it just common sense? What goes into...
I know that there are, and at least here in Fairfax County, there are four people.
Yeah.
Who watch the weather, who know the weather, and who decide. And the funny thing is that people look out their front door and they go, what are you talking about? Why are you closing the school? Well, in our circumstance, Fairfax County is a large county. So what I'm looking at outside my front door isn't exactly what's going on 20 miles away. And they may have 4 inches, and we may have half an inch. and wonder why it's being closed, and that's what you have to understand.
Right. So there's a lot of input into most towns. The guy who runs the transportation system talks to the guy who runs the public works department. They talk to the superintendent of schools, and then it's up to the superintendent to decide, or it's if it's a mayor, sometimes they decide. They bring all kinds of people in. It's just very interesting to know that the decision-making process, at least around here, starts in the middle of the night, and they drive around, and by 5:30 they decide, 5:30 in the morning, they decide whether they're going to call off the schools again. And basically the questions are sort of common sense questions. Are the roads passable? In my area, two cars are having a hard time passing on the street. So school bus, which is the same width, basically, it just seems bigger because it is bigger, but it is the largest vehicle you can have legal on the road without a permit, is 8 feet wide. So the bus is 8 feet wide, the car is not always 8 feet wide, my truck is 8 feet wide. So that's what you, when two trucks come together on the highway, one of us has to stop. That's the way it is around here.
And now because of a baby truck.
And if you both left at your house at 7 a.m., what time would you meet? I'm having flashbacks to algebra.
Yes, okay. Yeah, there you go. Police department is also concerned. We have a lot of communities now have these crossing guards where the children actually, this is what blows my mind. We have we spend all this money for kids to be protected as they walk to school, but go to any elementary school and even the middle schools, and there are cars lined up around the block every day at the end of school so that mommy can pick up her precious little Freddy and bring him home so we won't have to walk. And mothers who go to the bus stop in their car to pick up little Freddy to bring him home to contribute to the wussification of American youth. Come on. Walk. What did you start to say?
Guilty.
You are guilty. Really? You do that?
I don't. My wife does.
Ah, come on, Janet. These kids need to walk. Sean needs to walk.
Oh, no. Sean can walk. Oh. But Juliana's in the first grade.
Yeah. So how far does he have to walk?
It's not far.
Why doesn't Sean walk Juliana home?
He could, like he did yesterday.
Oh, they're so little, though.
Well, what do you mean so little? We were all little ones.
Doug lives in this perfect world where in 1932, he used to walk, you know, from school 3 miles. And everything was okay.
I rode my bike. I rode my bike in snowstorms.
I told you. Sure you did. Snow.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Both ways.
Really?
With no shoes.
But when you have things like shootings going on at a school in Frederick County in Maryland here last night, that's why parents go, I'll pick you up.
You know, it's funny. I just kind of put myself in, even though I don't have kids, I put myself in that frame of mind thinking, okay, I know where I would send my kids if I had them, and would I let them walk? And the answer is I probably wouldn't. I think they'd have to be pretty old to do that. But you guys know my neighborhood.
So yeah, I mean, Sean's in the fifth grade now. He's at the point where I don't need to worry about him. But, you know, I've got a little seven-year-old out there, so I don't want him walking.
Here's the story of another group of young men, Cub Scout Troop 766. Mm-hmm. California State Park last week, the boys stumbled upon a nude beach.
Hello, ladies.
And there was a nature hike going on.
Of course there was, a floppy nature hike.
A bunch of nude people walking around holding hands.
Ooh, look what I found. It's a stick.
Some parents took issue with the fact that boys were taken to the beach filled with these bare-bottom bathers. God. The packmaster knew exactly where he was going. Apparently, the packmaster... spend some time with
it.
You know what? This is so, it's fun, kind of. But the parents got themselves all in a snit about this. Hello. Naked boys and girls become big boys and girls. They see sooner or later naked people. What is wrong? I mean, other than seeing, you know, their bodies that are in pretty tough shape, most of them, many of them. The Cub Master knew it was a nude beach.
Of course he did.
But he didn't
and we
know.
Just happened upon it. Whoopsie, sorry, kids.
There would be activity there. Well, I mean, it's the middle of the day. It's a warm, nice day. Why do you think there's not? Well, I remember...
Cub Master Tom just happens to have his binoculars. Anybody want to take a peek? It was for nature, wink, wink.
I remember living in Florida, and this is in the 80s, and working on WPBR in Palm Beach. And the studio was right on the beach. And it happened that I lived up the beach a ways.
What year was this?
1988.
Oh, that's so that was perfect.
Don Johnson.
Don Johnson time,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Miami Vice everywhere. So, but the beach north of there, the bodybuilders were on the beach in front of me, and then up from there were the naked beachers. And all hours of the day and night, you take a walk up and down the beach. So they weren't, you didn't have a, there's no sign, there was no line, there was no fence. You just walk and everybody sort of took it in stride. So why now is there a big deal 30, what is it, how many years later? There's a big
because
deal.
Because our culture is extremely prudish. Apparently. Even though we're very loosey-goosey, we're still kind of a prude culture. It surprises me, actually, that nude beaches even still exist. Other than, like, you're going to laugh at me because I'm going to say, other than in Montana, you're going to go, Jim, there's no beach in Montana. And I'm going to say, I know, Doug, there is no beach in Montana. But what I'm saying is that you would think maybe, like, there's, like, these little communes kind of in the middle of nothing where you'd find some nudists, but it surprises me that there are still nude beaches.
I remember going on a cruise ship, and there was the way up pool up on the top deck.
Oh, sure,
deck.
The nude cruise.
Mm-hmm. Well,
nice. It really saves suitcase space.
Television report next. Jennifer will update us on the latest daytime Emmy announcements. It's 13 and a half for the hour on Good Day.
Tonight, it's the move everyone's been waiting for. The Blacklist moves to the all-new NBC Thursday with an episode people will be talking about.
Consider it a bonus.
Then, it's the premiere of Allegiance, the thrilling new drama the critics are already calling outstanding, impressive, Entertainment Weekly raves. This new drama will make you pledge allegiance. The premiere of Allegiance follows The Blacklist on a great new night of dramas. Tonight at 9, 8 Central, the all-new NBC Thursday.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 2nd can you receive your first 2 months' payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, Jen.
Hello, Dougie.
Biggest change in television? The huge supply of shows being prepared. Broadcast, cable, and streaming services have been offered 352 original scripted series in the past 12 months. That's a 1,300% rise since cable became in vogue back in the 90s.
Yeah, well, think about it. I mean, cable didn't do a lot of original programming back then. It was always repeats of stuff or news or something, you know, reality shows and original TV are really a new phenomenon. And I think it's kind of cool, actually. It gives actors, at least, more chance.
A lot of actors, yep.
Yeah,
business. Work, there's work. All right, what about the daytime Emmys?
What about them? The drama performer pre-nominations, isn't that complicated? For the 42nd annual Daytime Emmy Awards were announced this week by the National Academy of TV Arts and Sciences. The Young and the Restless. The Young and the Restless led with 21 pre-nominations. Also noteworthy, the pre-nomination for Days of Our Lives star Allison Sweeney, who's just left that show. Registered and eligible peer judges selected their top 10 performers in each of the four categories, which are lead actor, actress, supporting actor, and actress after viewing clips of each performer in the category. And then due to ties and voting, there are 11 pre-nominations for lead actor and supporting actress. Pre-nominees with the highest number of votes move into the Blue Ribbon screening round scheduled to begin on February 24th. How about that?
How about that? A couple of more movie stars are onto TV.
Fox's Empire brought in Jennifer Hudson and Rita Ora. They will guest star on the drama.
Empire! This is Doug Stephan, Empire, 51 after the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Improvement Show.
That's right.
Hosted by Tom Kreitler.
Taking all other home improvement shows out.
You know, there aren't any other home improvement shows, are they?
No.
Not that we're aware of.
Not any.
There are a few, but they can't hold a candle.
I can't remember other than Leopard. What's his name? Danny Leopard? Is it Leopard?
Leopard.
Leopard.
I like those two guys that look like Super Mario. Who are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dead.
They dress that way, too.
Really? Oh, really?
Oh, the Carey Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
The Carey
Brothers. They totally look like Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. I don't know why.
That's Tom Kreitler. He's with us as we have...
You're way more handsome, Tom.
Oh, thank you so much.
He's got a nice nose, nice facial features, very nice.
I like that he's a nice finkle. I don't know what a finkle is.
I think the Department of Justice Tom, come in the best and look finkle. At you, Tom.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty much...
Right, out of business. This segment's going right to hell.
Yeah. All right. Fair.
Anyway, we'll have some questions from audience members. How about that for a concept?
There you go.
Home improvement questions and answers. Interestingly enough, from Tommy Decay, who along with Leslie Segretti does host the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. You only got MoneyPit.com. Send them a question anytime, day or night. They will answer your question. It's just it's like Car Talk. It should. You should. I don't like the Money Pit. That name's no. That name.
No. You don't like that.
Call it House Talk.
Okay, I'll keep that.
House, let's change the name of the Money Pit to House Talk.
No, I need a new phone number.
House Talk
and a jingle.
1-800 House Talk.
We do that. How's there enough letters? They're probably doing the letters there. And the jingle could be, "Housey talk, dun, dun, housey talk, dun, dun,
wow,
housey talk."
I'm just glad you woke up,
Tom.
Charge
my marketing.
All right, in a moment, Tom will answer if we have time. A question.
The results are in. In a recent clinical study with Flonase and Nasacort going nose to nose, more people prefer Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour is prescription strength medicine that's scent and alcohol free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24 hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Blocks more of the chemical responses that can cause nasal allergy symptoms than antihistamines. Use as directed.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I bet you know the Drew, the Scott brothers from HGTV's properties.
Those guys. Uh-huh.
You know those guys?
Yeah.
That was interesting. They were focused on home technology. You've done that a lot. You don't get the credit. You know, it's a radio show versus TV. TV always gets more, even though the people on TV are usually behind the people on radio. You've been talking about home technology for years, but they have this.
You know, the interconnected home now is really the standard home. I mean, the nice thing about the smart homes today is that you don't have to have a hardwired hub where you had to install sort of like a laundry closet size piece of equipment and run wires to it. Now it all happens through Wi-Fi, so you can start small. You know, you can have a smart garage door opener. You can have smart door locks. You can have smart lighting.
Yeah, I have
cool them on one at a time.
Yeah. I was going to have to go replace my garage door remotes, and by the time I looked at it, it was $100 to get two new remotes.
Right.
I just bought the Wi-Fi one at the Apple Store. Put it in, and any one of us can open it up from our phone.
Exactly. And Apple's coming up with something they call Apple HomeKit, which is going to really step up the home automation world.
Apple is everywhere, man.
Yep, exactly.
Everywhere. Well, it's interesting. Cameras viewing your home. You can lock and unlock your door.
You just make sure you...
There's a doorbell camera coming out called Notify by Chamberlain, where when somebody hits your doorbell, you basically get their fixture comes up on your smartphone. And check this out. You know how it's powered? Through the light bulb socket of the light over your door.
Wow.
Basically, the camera is in the socket, so there's no hard wiring.
Wow.
It takes its power right from there.
Chamberlain is the company I have my garage door opener through.
All right. Gary asks, how do I remove rust stains from my driveway?
Well, rust stains can be removed with trisodium phosphate, Gary, TSP. What you want to do is mix it up into sort of a paste-like consistency and almost brush it over that stain, let it sit for a while, and then rinse it away. You can find TSP in the paint aisle of a hardware store or home center.
All right. We have time for one more. Barbara,
sure,
have a deck off our master bedroom over the garage. Leaks. Should we enclose the deck to solve the problem?
No. What you should do is replace it with a fiberglass deck. That's one of the toughest roofs to keep dry, a roof deck. So you have to use fiberglass decking for that.
Yeah. All right. Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, who's co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, MoneyPit.com. Thanks, Tom.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.